are going in and cutting a diversion test or a drainage ditch and draining them and even pump the water off of them. But it takes a while even to get the soil. You know, it's sour and it's just not a practical thing to do, hardly.
A while ago you mentioned sandy loam soil.
Yes,
that's the type of soil that you have around here, I guess.
Yes, we have a lot of that. That's good in this part of the country, a good vegetable soil. Now, you grow better potatoes there, both sweet potatoes and arch potatoes, in a sandy loam type soil than and peas and watermelons and things like that. It's a good type soil that will cultivate good, and it don't pack like a muck or gumbo and stuff like that.
Now what is that? Muck and gumbo. What?
Well, it's found around mountain land. You don't ever find sandy loam around a bench of a mountain or something. That's where you'll have it's not exactly a clay type soil like the old times used to would make brick out of or anything, but it's a type soil that it takes a freeze to. You can plow it in the fall and if it'll freeze on it, then why it'll pulverize just like ashes. Then in the spring of the year, why it just runs together again and you can't, it just don't ever work up good only after a freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where a sandy loam stays, it's an open type soil and it won't drought out, where this other is, it'll just dry up and crack open. And
well, I was noticing, like when I was driving out to the Raglands today, that the road had been cut by erosion and mm-hmm. had some places where had deep
mm-hmm.
indentions in the road. What do you call one of those indentions?
Well, a ditch or eroded
and when it's
gully.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. Would mm-hmm. you call it the same thing if it was in a field?
Yes, where it drains. You get your watershed and it carries out to a low, long place, and then it'll cut a gully down across the field. Huh?
Did you ever see a gully that was bigger and deeper than the kind that you'd have just in the field that was maybe cut by a creek, maybe 10 feet deep or something?
Well, yes.
It's kind of almost like a small valley. Okay, now what about a deep place between fields? What would you call that?
Ravine or hollow.
That's what I was wondering. Is there any difference between a hollow and a ravine?
Not to me.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Mm.
What do you call just a small stream of water?
Creek.
Well, now, is there anything smaller than that?
Well,
the creek, the smallest stream of water around
this
here?
Of course, that's all I, branch.
Mm, that's smaller than?
Yes, just a branch.
Mm-hmm. And what does a creek run into?
Into a river.
Right. Well, what are some of the names of some of the creeks and rivers and things around here?
Well, we have Big Creek, Long Creek, Spring Creek, Rock Creek, Davis Creek, Mears Creek, Reed Creek,
Long, so many creeks around here.
And Bear Creek, Cove Creek,